USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said she was disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. She told KTUU-TV in Anchorage,
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Murkowski added that there should be distance between the White House and Senate over how the trial is conducted. President Trump and First Lady Melania thanked U.S. troops during their Christmas message.
We give thanks for the millions of Americans who come together to care for others with compassion and bring the warmth and bliss of this holy season to our families, our friends, our neighbors.
This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There was a Christmas Day shootout in Atlanta, ending a police chase with a driver who'd been speeding. Authorities say the suspect was fatally shot after he plowed his car into a deputy who was out of his cruiser. Reports from western Afghanistan, the Taliban has ambushed a peace envoy, according to police. They abducted 26 members of an activist group by hijacking the 6 cars they were driving. Hundreds are displaced after a 4 a.m. fire tore through a downtown Minneapolis building that had hotel rooms for rent and more long-term apartments, primarily for homeless families. Mayor Jacob Frey.
These are people's lives. This is their home. They're concerned about everything from a wallet or a phone so that they can get in touch with a loved one on Christmas to where their baby is going to get formula.
In all, about 250 people were evacuated. The cause is still unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Even though the stock market is showing record gains, people are still wondering if there will be a recession. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores the topic.
As the economy continues to hum along with seemingly record highs on the stock market set every day, one of the things people are wondering, though, is when or if there will be a recession. Peter Marisi, professor of business at the Smith School of Business, tells Fox News,
we're going to have a recession sooner or later. I mean, the notion that we are having a recession-free environment is silly. But in reality, we have recessions when people make mistakes in government policy. The trade tariffs with China were not a mistake. They were only polemically used by those liberal economists to basically trash the president. They hurt China. They brought China to the negotiating table. And now we have to see the substance of the deal. The tariffs on Mexico hurt Mexico. They didn't hurt the United States. They brought Mexico to the negotiating table, and now we're getting a better deal. The reality is his policies do work. We've had a shift. Basically, the Bush-Obama years were years of appeasement. We basically let people do whatever they wanted to us, and the American economy suffered. You know, these days, if you're a farmer in Wisconsin, if you lost your job because of the trade war and all that, it's not that hard to find another job. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, you know, has verified that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.